Saints, let's stand and turn to Psalms 13. One more than the day. We have Brother Steve tonight, and then to Sunday we have Brother Stephen. So we're going with the Steves this week. And we'll read the whole chapter here and just read 5 and 6 together. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me?
How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?
Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death.
Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice in my iniquity.
But I trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Amen. Well, then we can bless the Lord tonight. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mind. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh yes, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually, one more time, it's going to be continual. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, think on these things, the good things, the hymns, the whatever. All those things that we just think about and praise the Lord forever. As the brothers come forward, I don't have any written prayer requests, but if you have anything, you just lift it up before the Lord. Because as simple as God can make it, he can still talk to you if we're just smart enough to pay attention. I pray that all the time. God, give me the eyes and the ears to be able to hear and pay attention. You love him? Oh, just lift it up. And Lord, tonight, speak to me as Brother Kent leads us in prayer. Amen, amen. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory. Hallelujah. Jesus set me free. You know what? I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm shouting the victory. Hallelujah, I'm on my way to heaven, I'm shouting the victory. Glory, I'm on my way to heaven, I'm shouting the victory. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, Satan had, you know what though? Oh, Jesus showed up. Yeah, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Amen. Know ye not, ye are a temple. Know ye not, ye are a temple. Oh, know ye not, ye are a temple. Ye are a temple of the Holy Ghost. Do you know it? Oh, yes, I know. Yes, I know I am a temple. Oh, yes, I know. Yes, I know I am a temple. Yes, I know. Yes, I know I am a temple. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. So therefore, full of praise, full of power, full of glory. He's in there 100%. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm walking up 7 steps to perfection. I'm walking up 7 steps to perfection. I'm walking up 7 steps to perfection. Receive the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, I know. Yes, I know I am a temple. Yes, I know. Yes, I know I am a temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know I am a temple. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. You believe that with all your heart? Hallelujah. How great is our God. How great is His Word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, I'm gonna lead you, put your trust in Me. How great is our God, how great is His Word. The greatest one that ever, oh yes, He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, I'm going to lead you. Just reach out and grab a hold of Him, and He'll be there. How great is our God. How great is His Word. He's the greatest one that ever. grateful with all your heart as Brother Steve comes. How great is our God. How great is His Word. And He's the greatest one that ever was heard. Oh, He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And He said, I'm going to lead you. Put your trust in me.
He said He would lead you. Amen. If you just remain standing, let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father God, we love you, Lord God. And we're grateful, Lord, for this evening, God. And Lord, it may be a different situation for us, God, and a different man up here, Lord, but you are the same God, Lord. You're able to do the same works, God. And we thank you, Father, that you remain, Lord. And we thank you that you're here, God. So, Lord, I just pray, God, that, Lord, you'd encourage the people tonight, Lord, if it just be a little bit, God. And Lord, but we ultimately want your will to be done, God. So we commit this service, Lord God, to the great shepherd, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If we just go to just a small portion of scripture here tonight, and it's in 1 Corinthians 3:9. Amen. Says, for we are laborers together with God. Yes, ye are God's husbandry, and ye are God's building. Amen. Amen. And so, I just want to spend a little bit of time today kind of leading up on how we got here tonight. And so, just the last 3 weeks, it's been kind of crazy for everybody. Everybody's got their own story. But there's, with my family, there's been a little confusion, and that's because confusion is what I sowed. And so I want to just kind of help clear the air there tonight. And then there was a kind of a second part to come back around to a point that the Lord had been showing me. And the Lord's really blessed here the last couple of days. And He's restored some joy that I hadn't felt in a while for my whole family. So I'm very grateful for that. And so let's just, we'll start with a couple Wednesdays ago. Oh, you guys may be seated. I'm sorry. All right. So obviously a couple Wednesdays ago, we remember how that was. This isn't to rehash anything or pull any band-aids. You know, this is actually to encourage. And so that night was obviously rough for a lot of people. And that night, I had made the decision that we're going to stick it out because it just appeared to me that most of the congregation was going to stick it out. It took less than 24 hours for that to change. And so that I had immediately gave that impression that, yeah, we're in this. Next day, we had three different families get a hold of me and said they're going a different direction. And so right away, this changed the dynamic for us for different reasons. Now I was just kind of unsure the direction of the ministry here, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And it was a mess. Okay, so we don't need to rehash all that, but that did have me thinking now. It's like, what do we do now? And that's where my brain kicks in, and I try to figure it out, and I try to come up and think of the most reasonable approach for this church to move forward and for families to be able to do what they need to do individually and be at peace and just go from there. And although I couldn't come up with any solid, there was really nothing solid. It was just the best I could do. So I came up with something and I got a hold of Brother Andrew and we thought we kind of had, well, yeah, it's going to work the way it is. And so that's just kind of where we went with it. And part of that was my family was going to move to Toledo. We were going to go to Toledo. Most of you know that my family goes up there, my children, my grandchildren. And so that was a big part of it as well. I told my wife we're going there. And this was all based on just our conversations that the solution we came up with. Told our children. We went up there that Sunday service for Ellery's dedication. And we had a service up there. And my family was giddy. They were excited. Jody had given her heart to Toledo that day, and we were semi-committed to going to Toledo. When I say we, it's because I wasn't fully committed. Let me see where I wrote notes because I want to get the timeline right. This brings us to last Wednesday, and now I spent the day wrestling. It was a really hard day because that was the day that was going to be our last service here. And it was very hard. Jody and I left early. We came out to eat, and it was a back and forth. It was just, are you sure? Are you sure? Why? Are we sure? Are we sure this is what we want to do? And this. And that was the conclusion that we had reached. But it was still unsettling. I wasn't settled. There was just not a lot of peace there. It just seemed like the most logical thing to do for us. And so we come to church Wednesday, and that was extremely difficult. That was probably the most sorrow I've ever felt in my life. It was horrible. There was no animosity or nothing. It was just the love that we have for you people. It's so great that it just, I don't know how to put it in words. And so it hurt knowing that was our last service. I had already told Stephen we were going to Toledo. I had went in before service. I talked to Brother Andrew. And it broke my heart that, you know, him and his family had to go through this. It broke my heart that this was happening. And I wanted him to know that no matter what happens in his life, I want to be a part of him rebuilding it. But it wasn't going to be here. And so I said in there, we were still going to Toledo. Still unsettled. I come out. We obviously have the service. I'm just a mess. I can't even form a sentence. Brother Andrew gave us an opportunity to speak. I didn't speak. And if you notice, I didn't step down either. I was supposed to resign that night, and I didn't. Now, after service, Jody meets me in the back, and she comes up to me, and she tells me, Steve, I feel the same way. And so I'm not doing this to throw her under the bus. Listen, this was the mess we were in now, because before we got back there, I missed this part. Before we got back there, God came to me in this service. Brother Andrew was up here, and that's where I was able to catch a vision for this church, personally. Up until then, I remember before service, I'm pacing back and forth, because I'm like, God, my back is against the wall here. God, we're leaving, yet I feel no peace. Logically, makes total perfect sense for us to go in that state. But there's no peace. And it's like, God, I haven't had any direction from him. You know, and I think you'd asked me in there if I had thus saith the Lord. I don't know what if I told you, but I hesitated. If I said yes, I didn't mean it. I hesitated because I didn't. I was using my own thoughts as my thus saith the Lord. And so I caught a vision there, and the Lord told me that I was a part of it. And right there and then was the first time I got a leading from God. And it wasn't God's fault. It was mine, because I did not let God lead me personally in this. I was trying to do what I could for the church. I was thinking of all the other families. I was even thinking of my family, but I wasn't really listening to God about me or my family. I was just trying to do the best for the church. This time I finally let him speak, and I saw a vision here. And I told Jody that back there. I said, Jody, I'm supposed to stay. We're supposed to stay. And she said, well, Steve, I want to go. Now, trust me, I'm not throwing her under the bus. This is because that's what I prepared her for. I prepared my family to leave. For 2 weeks straight, we were leaving. They were rolling out the red carpet for us there. So we go home that night, and it's a rough night. We don't speak. Now, Jody and I speak all the time. We communicate very well. But that night was really hard because this is a big deal, and we don't know what we're going to do. We go to bed that night. I don't think we talked that night. No, I got home and I sat out in my swing. Because it's like, we're just dumbfounded. We don't, what do we do now? I finally got a direction, and it's the complete opposite of what I prepared my family for. And so we go to bed, I get up, I go to work. Kind of a mess. I think I had told Stephen that night again that, you know, he had asked me if anything changed. I said, no, brother, we're going. Because I wanted to support my family. I didn't want to disappoint them. It's what I prepared them for. And I'm just in a big old mess now. But I go to work, and I don't remember. It was kind of late morning. I get a call from Jody. And before I get to that point, she had called our daughters, Alora and Ashley, because they were going to be so hurt by this. And they were. They were hurt. And that's probably the most upset I've ever made them before. And that's okay. That's okay. Because she wanted to make sure she covered that before she got a hold of me. Because God, she went to work and she was cleaning the house that day. And God got a hold of her heart. God convicted her because she did some things wrong. And God showed her. God was able to just show her and give her a piece about it. So she called the daughters, settled that. And then she called me. And I was at work. And I step outside. And she's like, Steve, I've already called the daughters. God got a hold of me, and I'm 120% behind you. Whatever we got to do, I believe God called you, and I am going to support you 100%. You don't have to owe me. You don't owe me nothing. You don't have to feel bad. Don't feel sorry. Don't regret. God did this. God settled this. And then finally, I was like, thank God. Thank God. Now we had a peace. And man, I didn't even go by my notes. Let me find them real quick. Now I find like, oh, thank God. And I knew it didn't matter what we did. People were going to hurt. There's no avoiding it, but that's okay. That's all part of the beautiful plan of God. It's beautiful. People get hurt. You know, I mean, that's not, you get what I'm saying, you know, sometimes you need that. And so then when she called me, I said, absolutely. We're going to sleep. Defiance. I got off the phone with her. I contacted two people immediately. Brother Andrew, I sent him a text because I wanted him and Sister Ellie to know we were staying. And then I called Brother Stephen and said, Brother Stephen, I don't know where you're at in this. I don't know where you stand right now, but we're staying. He said, okay. Because keep in mind, people know that I have a relationship with Brother Stephen. He's the one who brought this message to me. So, but he did not make up my mind. He had no part of it. God made up. God worked this. And all of this, God worked this. And I'm telling you, you know God did it because we have been at complete peace about this. We've had a joy. We know other people are struggling. We know there's a lot of questions involved. We know all that. But man, it's like I jumped on this train and it's moving. And so I don't know what's going to happen. But praise God, we're pretty excited in what God's going to do. But I want it to be known that, you know, we're not staying because of the man that stepped out of this pulpit. And we're not staying because of the man that stepped into this pulpit. You know, we're staying because God told us to. Amen. And, but what about you? You know, why are you guys staying? Or going? Those who left and those who stayed, why? I told you what happened to us. I didn't know what to do. And I had brothers calling me like, Brother Steve, what are you doing? I thought you were leaving. And now you're staying. Wait, what are you doing? And I didn't know. And I had to apologize to them. I'm like, I'm sorry. Why did you stay? And why did they go? You know, are you here because your family's here? You know, are you here because you're afraid? Did they leave because they're afraid? You know, are we here because we have something to prove or we have pride or something? Or are we here? Can we just trust that those who left and those who stayed are being led of God until proven otherwise? Sure. This is being led by God. And let's keep it right there. Now I want to bring it around to the second point, because the Lord has really been blessing me with this. Now it may seem that at times I might be boasting about my marriage with Jody and things like that, but I'm boasting in the Lord. And I was thinking of it like this, like if you were to climb Mount Everest, okay, you're passing dead bodies on the way that are still there. You know, and if you make it to the top, you're probably going to want to tell some people about it. And not take for granted everything it took for you to get there. You know, and that's kind of how our marriage has been. And it takes a lot of work, and it's been a lot of work, and we never retire from it. And at times it can seem like an unclimbable mountain. And next week will be 28 years for Jody and I's marriage. And it's been a tremendous life together, full of challenges and changes, full of cliffs that I've walked right on the edge of. And I've dropped some of them stones down them cliffs. I almost went. And there's been some mistakes on a tremendous scale, mistakes. But it's also been full of an immeasurable amount of grace and dedication to make it work. Including this last challenge. We were at an impasse. We were at odds. But at no time did either one of us ever doubt that it was going to work out. At no point did we ever have a disappointment in each other. We had some misunderstandings, but I mean, we're beyond that. Okay? At no point did we have any doubt. We knew that whatever was going to happen, it was going to work out. We were going to be happy, and we're going to be better for it. Now, we've been through a lot of storms together already, and that's why we know how to work through it. Amen. And every storm has brought us closer, and some of them have been bad, you know, and everyone's brought us closer. Okay, I would say this. Some people say, oh, you're hard to love. She is the easiest person to love. And I am the easiest person for her to love. It is easy to love one another because we've been through it. And everything we've been through, it's so easy to love one another. And then we come to another trial. We get through it. Brings us closer. Another trial. And that's been our life together. And along the way, we've passed a lot of dead bodies. And now our marriage still takes a lot of effort and grace. And the trials are still many. But like I said, we work through it. And with Christ being the center of our marriage, and He is... Like I said, I'm not boasting. I'm just trying to type it to the Christian, too. Absolutely. We have become an invincible army, the two of us, with Christ at the center. And we've been able to make it through a lot of tough things. And that's why we want to reach our hands out to other people in these storms and help them as well. Now, the Bible says that God made Adam a helpmeet. And so He didn't make Adam someone to do all the work. And so they both have to work together. And you may say, well, brother, I'm single. What's that do for me? Are you bride? Well, if you're bride, it takes a husband to be a bride. And so now you type that with Christ. And it works the same way with your relationship with Christ, with anybody for that matter. Together with Christ, we are working for His kingdom. Together, we're working through my mistakes. I confess. He forgives. Together we communicate. When we pray, we both speak. We both listen. And it is a work together. When times get tough and I turn my eyes to this, that, or the other thing, every day, He never turns His back on me. He never once has. And so for this current storm that this church is coming out of, it's the same thing. All right? This wasn't just to beat you down and to keep you down. It was to make every single individual better. It was to make us all closer with Christ. That way, when the next one comes through, and there will be more, we're better prepared, we're more experienced, it's easier to get through it, and we can do it together. You know, it's kind of been a theme here, Romans 8:28, right? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. We love God. We are called. God called us. God called you. And we have a purpose. And I believe God has been, I don't say God foreshadowed. I hate to say it that way, but God was preparing. He brought this verse early on. And sometimes it gets overlooked, it gets used, and maybe taken for granted, but it's absolute right now for us. This is working to the good. I'm telling you, saints. And so he didn't abandon us. As you stand, I just want to end with a couple verses. Oh, it wasn't so bad. thank you. 1 Corinthians 12:24. I'll just read these. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism, which is a division.
That's right.
In the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another, whether you're Brother Kent, Brother Gabe, Brother Andrew, Brother James, Sister Betty, it doesn't matter. Same care one for another. And brother, sister, we're kind of in a transition here. And so the last thing Satan wants is for this to take off. And so we have to fight against these schisms. We have to fight against these divisions. And that number one battleground is where? The mind. And that's where Satan's going to plant these ideas. He's going to plant these lies and these accusations against the brethren. But listen, he is the accuser of the brethren. And so we do not need to help him with his job. You know, cast it out and let's fight against those things. And the last verse I'll leave you with and is 1 Peter 4:8-9. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. Fervent means intent without ceasing. I mean, you intend it. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. And I thank God he put multitude.
Yes. Thank you.
Use hospitality one to another without grudging. God help me there. Amen. So as we head into our prayer here, Brother James is going to sing a song for us. If you do need prayer, you can come up. And I'll be happy to pray for you. When we go into prayer, it's just an open dismissal. When you're done, you can go ahead and leave. Amen.
I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. Falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. Yeah, he gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep